Oh, hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for Majestic Appliance Repair. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with by chance?
Yes, my name is Sean.
Well, hi, Sean. My name is Doug. How are you doing there today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well myself, thank you. Reason I'm calling you, I'm calling from Local Splash. We're a data service provider to Google and Meta, that's Facebook. Calling to speak with you about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. In other words,
but it's not going to work because Google suspended my page. Only thing I was trying to do was get an account. I guess I messed something up and they suspended it and they asked me to send them over documentation. I did that, send them over everything and stood it and unsuspended it. So Google's not going to work.
But when did that happen?
Probably a few weeks ago. Probably about a month and a half ago, something like that. And it's messed up because I've been trying to speak to support to help because I had tried to set up my Google account, try to get get a postal card in the mail. It never came. For 2 months, it didn't come. So after that, I set up another Google account. Said maybe this will work if I set up a business email. And when I did that, it did work. And they made my account live. But I wasn't able. I was trying to look for the review part of it. I couldn't find it. So then I was fiddling around with it, and they closed my account. I guess they doing something suspicious. But it wasn't that. Is that those dumb people don't give you tech support. So if you have a problem, you try to play around with it, figure it out, they shut your account down. Instead of saying, all right, we have tech support to help you. So, you know, I don't have no Google account. I don't think they're going to let me get one.
Well,
I would like to have one.
Yeah, we are a premier channel partner with Google. We have worked with them for years. And we're not Google, we're Local Splash, so we are a third party. And we certainly would be able to work with you on seeing what we need to do to get that Google account back in order. So you say you tried twice, and it seemed to work the second time, but then they suspended your account. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, because they did make it live, I think. But and then while I was trying to go through the account, it was saying that to set something up. Then I was looking like, all right, if I'm live, I should be able to see a link or something so I can do reviews, and I couldn't find that. So then I said, maybe something went wrong, so let me try to set up an account one more time. Well, let me try to get Ramfi. Maybe I did something wrong. And when I tried a second or third time to get Ramfi, they shut the account down to suspicious activity. So then they said they wanted documentation, this and that, to prove my business. And I sent them all of that to Nair. And they still the interview.
Well,
yeah.
Let
and
me
it's
do
just
this.
Been very annoying, man.
Well, yes, of course. That would certainly be. I'm taking a quick look at your current online presence. Now, one thing I do see here. Let me just ask you real quick. Do you have your own website? Is that active?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm looking here at a home advisor listing. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, I do some stuff with home advisors. That's the only reason I someone Google my business, it'll come up, right, because of home advisors. But that's whack. All I want is just my own Google account. Like, you know, so people can give me reviews. They can go to Google. People can Google Majestic Appliance Repair, and I'll come up. But they can't even Google this. If you Google Majestic Appliance Repair, will I come up?
I was going to say the name itself should come up just fine. And then, of course, Belleville is the business address. That is your current business address?
Yeah, but the official one is in North. But I use Belleville. All of my work stuff go over there. But the ones with the documents, it says the North address.
And
but I have both places. So.
Okay, so your business address, just so that I once again understand this, the business address is in, just a moment here. The business address is in Belleville, but you actually work out of Belleville?
Yeah, the official address, like if somebody was to say, do you have documents proven where your business at, is North.
And but, are you saying Norton?
Yeah, no, Norton, New Jersey. Because I had two different places, in North and Belleville. So when I first registered my business, I did it with North address. But
I see.
Like, I live in Belleville, so most of my parts and stuff get mailed to that house over there in Belleville.
I see. Well, that could certainly be.
So if I was able to change the address, I would. But the fact that when I first started the account, I started it in North. That's why the documentation showed North.
Right. And the work you're doing, I'm looking at this now for our business's purposes. Are you primarily working residential properties, or do you also do commercial as well?
Some commercial, but mainly residential.
Okay. And you're definitely looking for more clients at this time? You can handle more business?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get a lot of business now, but it's always good for more.
Right,
so
okay.
The main, I just wanted to get my Google account right now. I think that will help out.
Absolutely. I understand. Now, Sean, do you spell your name S-E-A-N or S-H-A-W-N?
S-H-A-W-N.
Right, S-H-A-W-N. Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, Sean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And just to let you know, we charge a flat rate on a monthly basis. And we actually have a Black Friday special that we're running just through the end of the day. So if our price is fair and you like what we would be willing able to do for you, would you be willing to move forward with this?
I already had someone that was trying to help me. Well, like, what kind of place is this? Like, what do you guys do?
We are SEO services, search engine optimization. As I said, we work with both Google and Meta, that's Facebook, and we are a channel partner with Google. So we specialize in seeing to it that our clients get on the first page of that local map section. You know, the little map that comes up, short list of businesses. 90% of revenue goes to those businesses. And we also keep you ahead of the curve whenever Google is throwing anything new out there. You know, from time to time, they come up with some new wrinkle, and we'd see to it that you were on top of that. How does that sound?
No, that sounds good.
Well, let me do this for you. I'd really like to get you that Black Friday special. Let me get my director, our regional director, Paul, on the line, and he's going to have that price for you. He'll also give you specific details on what we offer, and he'll be able to answer your questions about what is going on with Google and what we can do for you. Take me just a moment to get him on the line, okay,
but
Sean?
Now, real quick, I have...
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm with a company that said they do SEO, and they work with Google. They're not Google, but you ever heard of Birdeye? I'm
not familiar with them. Are you in a contract with them?
Oh, yeah, like a year contract.
Oh, and they're doing your SEO for the next year?
Well, yeah, that's what they said. But they haven't got me a Google account. They're trying to work on it, but...
How long have you been with them?
Maybe 2 months now.
After 2 months, they certainly should have been able to do something for you. Is this something you could get out of if you needed to?
I think so. I'm going to have to call them, but I believe so. I'm going to have to double-check.
I see. Because if... We wouldn't be able to work with you if you were with two people who are in contract at the same time. But if we can get you what you need and you can get out of that other, you'd be willing to drop them?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you guys give me my Google account.
Absolutely. Let me get my regional director, Paul, on the line. Paul should be able to get some of this sorted out and certainly let you know what we're able to do for you. Take me just a moment to get him on the line, okay, Sean? Okay, so this will be Paul on the line.
Okay.
Hi there, Sean. Sean